In soccer, they call an own goal a dagger through the heart. It's when you kick the ball into your own net. And that's exactly what England's Laura Bassett did yesterday. In the final seconds of the match against Japan with the game tied 1-1, she kicked the ball into her own goal. It was an accident, of course, but it sent Japan to the final and Bassett to the ground in tears. Cynics call it a quintessential English soccer moment, and it's one my colleague at the BBC, Steve Crossman, watched with a tinge of guilt.
I have to admit something to kick us off here, Marco, and that is that here in the United Kingdom, I was watching the game and it kicked off our time at about midnight. So by the time the goal was scored, it was so late and I was so tired. There was a little part of me that was just thinking, just someone score, just no extra time. I need to go to bed. But there's no way that anyone would have wished what happened to Laura Bassett on any player. It doesn't matter what country you're from, what team you follow, because I guess she kind of knows. The bottom line is her career will be defined by that moment, and that's not fair on her, really, for what she's given to women's football and to the England national team.
Yeah, I mean, tragically, it was a beautiful lob, even though she tried to clear it from her own goal. Where does this rank in the pantheon of own goals, would you say?
Oh, God, that is a good question. The thing in Laura Bassett's defence is she had to do something. The ball had gone behind her. Her teammate Steph Houghton hadn't stepped up to play offside, so she had to try and get to the ball, and she could never have predicted in a million years what was going to happen. So it will be up there in the pantheon because it was so important. You know, the last minute of a World Cup semi-final when England are in the World Cup semi-final for the first time ever. But in terms of the blame attached to it, I'd say it's low down.
Tell us a bit about Laura Bassett. This is, unfortunately, the first time many here have heard of her. Who is she as a player?
Yeah, and that just makes the point, doesn't it, Marco, that this is the moment which will define right. her career. But she's one of the generation that have come through when women's football wasn't popular at all in the United Kingdom to the stage now where they're one of the few nations at the World Cup who back home, just like in America, have a professional league. So she's really seen women's football grow. She's played a big part in that. And Mark Sampson, the England coach, said something very, very nice about her after the game. He said her legacy, much as we can say, will remember her for that moment. He says that there'll be some little girl watching that game in England who in a couple of days' time will say to their parents, I want to play football, I want to do what Laura Bassett did, and I don't want Steven Gerrard on the back of my shirt, I want the name Laura Bassett.
That's a great way to look at this. There was an infamous own goal some years ago in Colombia in 1994 that led to the killing of the player who committed that.
Andres Escobar, yeah.
Yeah, I doubt Laura Bassett will face bodily harm, but how do you think England's going to respond to this own goal? Will it depend on who comes in third now?
I don't think it will. I mean, I think going out of the tournament in this way is obviously heartbreaking. But if you've had a particularly good tournament, I wouldn't say it doesn't matter, but it certainly matters less. England have the opportunity in the third place playoff they face Germany. But I think even if they lose that game, there is nobody in the country who will view this tournament as anything else than a huge success. So I almost don't think they need to recover from it. But having said that, you know, if Laura Bassett particularly can play a part in an England team that beats Germany, and England love doing that, although they don't do it very often, then I think that will go some way to making up for what happened.
My BBC colleague Steve Crossman, here's to the Lionesses of England winning the bronze, Steve.
Cheers.
So it's Japan versus the US for the title rematch on Sunday. You're listening to The World.